If you're standing outside the castle, you'll notice set into the road in cobbles the initials GW, and these stand for George Wishart, who was a Protestant preacher, a young man, maybe in his 30s, who was arrested, convicted of heresy, and executed by the then Archbishop of St Andrews, David Beaton. Wishart was actually tried in the cathedral, marched from the castle to the cathedral with great ceremony, surrounded by about 100 soldiers. It was a bit of a kangaroo court in that there was absolutely no doubt as to what the outcome would be. But then he was marched back to the castle and burned at the stake outside with Cardinal Beaton allegedly standing at one of the upper windows watching the flames take hold of him. It was a very gruesome scene. One of the things that they did when they were executing someone for heresy, burning them at the stake, was to put gunpowder in their pockets so that when the flames took hold, there would be explosions in their pockets. And it was a very gruesome event. And it was one that was meant to be witnessed by the whole citizenry of St Andrews, who were gathered there to watch justice being done, as the Catholic Church saw it, to a Protestant heretic. Wishart's trial and execution took place at the end of February in 1546, but a couple of months later, in May 1546, some of his supporters, fief landowners, who were converts to Protestantism, or were at least hostile to Cardinal Beaton, decided to take their revenge. And early one morning, they broke into the castle, posing as workers who were rebuilding part of the fabric of the castle. They managed to get in. They got up to the cardinal's bedchamber and they assassinated him. They stabbed him to death. There were about half a dozen of them. And they subsequently salted him. That's to say, they doused him in salt so that his body didn't stink, and left him in the sea tower where the bottle dungeon is in the castle. Following Beaton's assassination, the castle was put under siege by the then regent, the governor of Scotland, ruling on behalf of Mary Queen of Scots and the Earl of Arran. And the siege dragged on for over a year without anything really happening. And it wasn't, in fact, until a French fleet arrived in 1547 that the siege was finally lifted and those who were in the castle were imprisoned.